Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, welcome, Bark Radio listeners. We once again have a fabulous guest with us today. Terry, do you want to do the honors?
Yes, we have Sherry Woodard from Best Friends Animal Society. Welcome, Sherry.
Thank you. Great to be back.
We are delighted to have you. You do such cool things out there in Utah. Oh, so what's new out there, Sherry?
Well, as you know, I'm very lucky to be with Best Friends, and here at Best Friends, we have so many things going on and so many programs across the country. We have new campaigns that are going great. One is focusing on changing the reputation of pit bull type dogs and
yay.
Helping them. I'm sorry?
I said yay.
And helping them in shelters. So now we have, we actually have pit crews, which are groups of people that are helping in six different shelters to promote adoption, to promote training, to promote changing what everyone thinks by getting these dogs so that their appropriate behavior is being shown more and more in public.
That's awesome.
That's so wonderful. That's one of our favorite subjects, how great the bully breeds are, and you found a way to really get the word out.
Yes. Another one of the programs that's doing well is Focus on Felines, which it is all about trap, neuter, and return, because we know there are a lot of cats out there that are actually community cats. They're out on their own, and they need the support of people in their communities. And if people will come together, and they're doing this, coming together and helping to care for them, which includes right up front spay, neuter, so that we don't have more cats out there that need the support. So those programs have moved across the country. We have a great one going in Florida, and of course we're in Utah, and they're popping up all over the place. So more good news there. So not only the dogs, but the cats as well. And we have another program that is First Home Forever Home, which is all about pet retention. So many people are in a position where they're feeling that it's harder and harder to keep the family together. And part of that program has been resources, pet food banks, where people that they're having a hard time coming up with funds can get help. And of course, we help people with community animal assistance, which is one of our departments. People can call and email, and they are helped when they really do feel that they're either having behavior issues or they're having issues that they feel are going to cause them to give up a pet. So those are all great things that are happening. And of course, our puppy mill campaign is still up and running. Puppy mills, as we have all learned, are places where dogs are farmed. And in these situations, many people buy the puppies either online thinking they're from loving homes or in pet stores thinking, again, that they came from a wonderful situation, when the truth is there are huge barns where these dogs are living in cages, and their puppies are taken and the dogs are almost always kept in awful conditions.
And they don't have contact with human beings. They're not family pets. They are just puppy machines.
Yeah.
Yes. So we've made a huge difference there, and we're very pleased that so many people across the country, again, are getting involved, more and more groups being able to rescue a few dogs at a time, and more of these places closing down, partially because of the economy, but partially because of education, more and more people knowing and not wanting to contribute by buying those puppies.
That's awesome.
That's a great campaign.
Yes.
Just stepping back a little bit, because the trap neuter release program, we had the chance to help some folks here locally last year, and I just want to put a plug in for the information I got from Best Friend's site. You guys have tremendous resources there, and took verbatim the stuff that was on your site, applied it in reality, and again, these were community cats. We got all but one, and that one we're still working on. But he's the tricky one.
Very cool.
But we got all of them, and they've all been fixed and been re-released, so it's awesome. Thanks.
That is excellent. Yes, and what a better life for them, so that they're not out there, you know, reproducing and having a hard time with that.
Yep.
So, wonderful. Glad to hear it.
So last time we talked, you talked a little bit about the Shelter to SAR program that you did, and there's more work, I assume, taking place in that. I'd like to hear a little bit more about that, if you could.
Okay. The update for our dog program, Best Friends Dog Program, has a new name, and it's Canines with Careers. And as we move out of the kind of the learning phase for me, although I'm always learning, now I'm traveling across the country, and I'm helping other people start dog programs. The exciting news is that it's caught again like fire, and it's moving. So more and more lives being saved. I mentioned last time that there was a group in Salt Lake City that wanted to start a dog program, and we are working with them. They are actually on their second round of dogs, and one of the wonderful stories is that one of the dogs was placed with a Green Beret and is doing absolutely wonderful, helping him. We will, I'm sure, have things posted on our website very soon and in our magazine because his life has changed so much. He came home, I think as many people do, a different person, and he was having a really hard time adjusting to coming back to his own life, his own family. He was having a hard time sleeping. And to hear his story and how much this happy, wonderful dog has changed his life is incredible. Some more news on the program front. All of the dogs that I selected and that I trained have been placed in successful situations. So we have their 7 that are search and rescue detection dogs and 2 that are service dogs. One of those is a woman in a wheelchair, and the other one is a young woman who also has disabilities combined with panic attacks. So she has actual psychiatric needs as well as mobility issues. And for me, that's what I mean about learning. This has all been a journey, and I'm so thrilled to say that I'm not taking this journey alone. People are joining me every day and want to be involved. That includes trainers from across the country who say, I didn't know that the dogs didn't have to come out of a dog program. I didn't know that the dogs didn't have to be certified. Federal law states people can train their own dogs. What we need to do is help them so they get the right dogs and give them the training help so that they're set up for success for life.
Dee and I are both very supportive of that type of program. We love it, and we're trying to get something going here very similar. So we'll be reaching out to you at some point for some additional assistance, I suspect.
Great.
Yeah, and I love your success rate.
Yeah.
Sherry, I mean, that's sort of what I go
yes.
with. I want 100%, you know. Please somebody help
oh,
me.
Oh, don't
help
we
me
all.
I
know it's not going to stick with that forever, but I can't be happier. You know, my next trip is traveling across the country to work with a group that has had a breeding program, and I met them in October of 2010, and they have now decided to start trying shelter dogs. And I couldn't be happier that people are willing to try and save more lives. So it's going to be yet another journey, and I think great success. When people do reach out and they want to know, how do I get it right? How do I choose the right dog so that it's easier? That's where we can help. We can definitely go out and show the way. And there are wonderful dogs in every shelter across the country waiting for us.
And I'm so, and Terry's the same way, I'm so all over giving dogs jobs that are appropriate for them, you know?
Yes.
So, I don't know, maybe not all dogs, but an awful lot of dogs just have a great life if you can find the right job for them.
Yes.
You know, they thrive.
Yeah. And they are some of the dogs that, sadly, you know, they end up losing a home because they didn't have enough to do. They were bored. They were frustrated. In these times, I mean, there are absolutely perfect service dogs in the shelters that were owner relinquished due to the economy. So I think it's even more important now to know that we can go out there and we can get great dogs and find them amazing careers.
That's awesome.
That rocks, Sherry.
So what else is happening at Best Friends? I know that.
Well, today it feels like spring, and it actually is spring break. So we have university students all over the place that are volunteering, and it's wonderful to see that this is what young people are choosing to do with spring break. I was told yesterday that it's just going to be back-to-back groups throughout this entire month, because spring break varies across the country, and so many of them have booked to be here. So that is something we can be thrilled and brag about. And they're out there working. They're enjoying it.
Yeah, so, and, you know, catch them young, Sherry. That's sort of one of my theories, you know.
Oh.
And college kids coming there and seeing and hands-on, you're changing them forever. For the rest of
I absolutely agree. Another thing that we've been doing, the Community Training Partners program is connected with Safe Humane, which is in Chicago, and there are youth programs there that have been going great, and those are growing as well. The catch them while they're young is actually so important, because some of the kids that we catch have no background in a wonderful relationship with humans, much less a wonderful relationship with dogs and cats. So being able to teach that compassion and watch them take it home, watch them really change, it's incredible.
And, you know, the way I look at that is the dogs and cats too, but especially the dogs who these kids are interacting with, those dogs have a job and they don't even know it. You know,
I agree.
They will
I
change
agree.
Those kids.
Yes. Well, we had some pigs come over to dogs and use the agility equipment. We have some young pigs that they're very athletic. So they've been training them down at the pig area, and
wow.
Those pigs are all about walking on leash and going out with other volunteers and going on sleepovers. So their journey up to dogs was very exciting. And as you could imagine, they surprised everyone by going through the tunnels and going up the ramps, and they're incredible. I think we could learn a lot there as well, that when people think of companion animals, they don't always think of everything that goes home as a pet. And they also don't think of the commitment that should be made to every one of them. So people buy pigs, and, of course, they end up in rescue very often. Same thing with horses. Our horse department just had some of our trainers go to help with a situation where a whole bunch of horses had gone into a rescue, and they weren't able to even get a halter on them, much less get them in trailers to send them off to other rescues because this place was closing down. So our trainers were able to go and help with that, and they're coming home today. They were in Montana, so our winter is going to be a joy when they get home. They're actually going to be like, it is spring. and the good news there was every horse in the situation, and I think there were almost 100, it was something crazy, every one of them is now wearing a halter, and some of them are already getting into horse trailers. So very good. So that more animals will be going home out of another situation. Our rabbit department always has exciting news, and volunteers love interacting with the rabbits because almost every day you can give them Christmas. Rabbits enjoy very simple little toilet paper rolls and paper towel rolls that are filled with treats, and it's an ongoing process to have the volunteers keep everything fresh so that the rabbits can unwrap things and find treats. So another place where people come and love to interact. Of course, our parrot department had, I think, their best adoption year ever was 2010, and I have no doubt that we'll have that kind of success again. More and more people coming and learning that these, again, animals that have a lifespan that is sometimes longer than their humans need more people to take them on and make that commitment.
Wow, y'all are busy.
Oh, we're busy.
That's interesting.
Absolutely. Yes. And I touched on some of the programs, but we have so many things going on that it's incredible. I think to some people, they get on our website now and they're like, oh my goodness, I stayed up until 3 a.m. and I didn't mean to. So that's what we encourage right now, is more and more people getting involved and educating others so that we're building a bigger, stronger team.
Well, you guys also have a conference coming up this fall, correct?
We do. No More Homeless Pets has their annual conference in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, well, I've been there the last 2 years and enjoyed it both times. It's always good, so highly recommend it to our listeners. But I don't know if registration has started yet or not.
You know, I bet there is a button on the main page with dates, and I don't have the dates in my head. I'm actually going to be a speaker there this year, so I should already have that on my calendar. Actually, someone else might have already put it on my calendar. But that will be a wonderful event. And this is the time for people to start thinking about the end of the year. And tickets to Las Vegas are often inexpensive, so it's a great place to have conferences.
Right. Like I said, it's always been good. The last 2 years that I've been there, it's been phenomenal. Enjoyed it thoroughly. So I recommend everybody attend.
Yes.
Well, Sherry, I'll tell you what. It's so great having you with us again. We want to touch base with you on a regular basis. We want to keep up with Best Friends and their fabulous programs. And for right now, could you give our listeners the website?
Absolutely. It is bestfriends.org. So we've got the www.bestfriends.org.
That's easy, folks. If you are not familiar with Best Friends, oh, please go check them out. They are absolutely fabulous folks. And, guys, remember, Bark Radio listeners, that you can go to Utah as a volunteer on your vacation and help out and learn, and hang out with the critters. Right, Sherry?
Please, come and have fun.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us, Sherry.
Thank you.
Take care.